You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. The time is 7:23, Friday morning, August the 22nd of 2025. Live from our studios in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. Currently overcast skies and the temperature stands at 63 degrees. So almost to the weekend, and good morning to you, Ian Welsh.
Good morning, Chad.
I have an announcement to make, and in fact, you don't even know about this yet, and I'm sorry to have not informed you up to this point, but there's going to be...
I like surprises.
Well, we'll see if you like this one or not. We're going to have a little bit of a change in terms of the times that we're doing our thing starting Monday morning.
Oh.
We've been doing our four WXEO morning report segments in the 7 and 8 o'clock hours at 22 and 52 after the hour.
Right.
But starting on Monday, we're still going to have our four segments, but we're moving up half an hour. So what's going to happen on Monday morning, our first local segment will be at 6:52 a.m. Then we'll have a segment at 7:22 a.m., 7:52 a.m., and 8:22 a.m. The change is to make it for a cleaner transition for the end of Pat Kreitlow's program, because it makes for an awkward goodbye when he says goodbye to some folks, including us, at just before 8:30. I should say at just before 8:50.
Yeah.
And then we would have that final segment being a local segment, but he would come back in some of the stations in the Civic Media Radio Network in Wisconsin, and then have another segment. So this way, the thought is that Pat will be able to have that final segment to say goodbye to everybody and to be able to have a final segment to the entire state. So we will still get our four segments each and every morning, but it will just start a little bit earlier. I hope that doesn't throw a big monkey wrench into your plans.
I can be adjustable.
Well,
I said to set my alarm a little bit earlier.
I'm not a big fan of the early morning, early morning. So we're getting earlier and earlier, because it used to be when we had the show, it would be from 8 until 10 a.m., which was not so bad. Then they moved us to the 7 to 9 a.m. time slots, and now it's going to be 6:52 to the end of our fourth segment will be at 8:30. So we're going to continue to adjust.
A lot of changes are being made.
Yeah, but we're all part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, which of course is from 6 until 9 a.m. But now our local segments, again, will be starting a little bit earlier on Monday. So again, make sure you're with us for the 6:52 segment, and then of course 7:22, 7:52, and 8:22. I guess the big news for you is that means it's going to mean that you'll have your number for the day quiz just before 8:30. Instead of just before 9 o'clock. So for all the fans who always tune in and have their bets made on whether Ian's going to get it correct or not, you're going to have to do it, get with us a little bit earlier, because we will have, starting on Monday, our number for the day segment at 8:28 or so. But you've had a good week so far. You're 3 out of 4. So
yes, I am.
An opportunity to tie your second best week ever, because you had the best week ever, which was a perfect 5 out of 5. But your second best week ever has been 4 out of 5. You haven't done that very often. I mean, that's hard to do.
It's been a while since my last time.
Yeah, so the math doesn't work very well. So we will have that coming up at about 8:58. I believe I have no reason to think otherwise, but I believe that we'll be joined by Paul Miklik at 8:22
nice.
To talk Wisconsin sports. He had a long road trip last night because last night we had our first high school football broadcast of the season.
Yeah.
And Newman Catholic played over in Florence, which is, I think, about a 2.5-hour drive. So they didn't get home.
Long drive.
Yeah, did not get home probably till sometime after midnight. And then, of course, you go back to the school. You have to unpack all the equipment, make sure everything is all set up, and then go home. So I'm sure it was a pretty late night from Coach Miklik. The good news is that the Newman Cardinals were victorious in their opener,
nice.
Winning 33-0 over Florence. So that game was heard live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM, then heard on tape delay as well here on 98.9 WXCO. And also last night, I had our first Wausau West High School football broadcast as the Warriors opened up their season with a 42-21 win over Superior at Tom Field.
Nice.
It was a beautiful night at Tom Field, and the Warriors had a very impressive season opener. So they're now 1-0 on the campaign. But our Week 1 high school football broadcast schedule is not yet complete because tonight we have a third game as the Wausau East Lumberjacks will be kicking off their season at Westby. And that is a bit of a trek to southwest Wisconsin. It's about a 2.5-hour drive, so it's going to be a long night for myself. But actually, Paul Miklik is going to come with me and do the color commentary on the game. So that's something good. A little extra for the Lumberjacks and Westby tonight. We'll be on the air for that one, starting with the pregame show at 6:35. And the opening kickoff will be at 7 o'clock. So that's Wausau East. We have picked up 5 of the Wausau East High School football games during the regular season. In addition to our complete coverage of Wausau West and Newman Catholic, we have Wausau East here in week number 1. Then we'll take a little break. And then we'll have the Lumberjacks in weeks 5, 6, 7, and 8 as well. So as we continue to be, what do we do? What are we known for here when it comes to high school sports?
We are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that covers play-by-play action of high school sports.
Exactly. Coming up at 7:52, we'll be back, and there's been a new development in the Doug Dinney defense in the Dropbox situation.
I hope it's something good.
The never-ending saga, that is the voter Dropbox, which we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of. We're 11 months into it. But a new defense tactic made by the mayor and his lawyers. So we'll talk about that coming up at 7:52. With Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. More of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back, WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app with Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes. And story that continues is the Dropbox issue involving the mayor of Wausau, Doug Dinney.
Yep.
According to a story that came out just after we went off the air yesterday, WausauPilotAndReview.com, and they say that the mayor and his attorneys are saying that the ethics board should dismiss the complaint because of a due process. They say that the charges, the allegations against the mayor are just too vague to meet the basic standards of due process.
Well, so much for being a positive update.
No. According to one of the attorneys that the mayor has employed, named Andrew Erlinson. He wrote that the four residents who filed the complaint last January cited three federal statutes, but did not explain how the mayor's conduct violated any of them.
Really?
What kind of world of make-believe are we living in? I think it's been fairly clear what the folks who think that the mayor violated the law did.
Absolutely.
He got out there after being told that he should not remove the Dropbox. He was told, no, you don't have the power to do that.
Yeah.
He was told that. But he said, no, I do. So he put on the hard hat. He put on the vest. Went out there.
He got a dolly and he moved it.
And he had the pictures taken to show that he moved it.
We've seen the pictures, people. They are out there. These aren't like Photoshop. Well, this is an actual thing that he did.
The lawyer said in his written statement, Mayor Denny cannot adequately defend himself at the hearing because he has not been informed of the claims set to be heard. He argued the board's probable cause finding left the mayor in the dark. He has no idea what's going on here.
Oh, boy.
So, again, September of last year, the mayor, again, he went out there after being told he couldn't. He moved a locked absentee ballot drop box from the steps of City Hall into his office. And, again, it's not a secret what the folks who think that the mayor did something wrong are saying that he did. No, they say he exceeded his authority and may have violated election laws.
Yeah.
So, again, this is not where the mayor has no idea what folks are saying he did wrong. Come on.
And it's not vague. It is a violation. Like, there are statutes that he violated, and, you know, there has to be consequences.
You can't
just dismiss these claims just because you say, well, there's not enough evidence, or, you know, it's too generic or too vague. There's not enough information.
And something else that we need to have happen here is if this motion, which will be considered by the Ethics Board at its meeting coming up early next week, in fact, it'll be on Monday. Let's for a moment consider that one of the mayor's procedural claims is actually granted. Say, oh, well, we're just going to drop it here. We're going to drop it because the mayor has a point that there's some sort of due process issue. What does it mean then ultimately in terms of the ultimate issue, the basic issue of the removal of the Dropbox? We need to know one way or the other, did the mayor overstep his authority or did the mayor do something that he's allowed to do? I mean, we need to find that out before the next time that we have a situation like this occur.
I agree.
Because that's one of the key aspects to this whole saga, is to realize that either the mayor has the authority to do that or the mayor does not have the authority. I mean, that we need to figure that out. We need to have an ultimate decision made here. And to have a due process motion get granted Monday, what does it mean ultimately? Does it mean that the next time this occurs, when the Dropbox is put out there, that the mayor can go out there and put on his hard hat again and remove it or not? So, again, this the procedural questions here just continue to be infuriating in some ways. Because we have folks, again, who are considered witnesses say, well, I can't answer that because it's too vague or not specific enough. What do you know? It's time to be a public servant here. I mean, for the public good, we have to have one way or the other. If the mayor has the authority, let us know. And then we can let the mayor do whatever he wants in this case. Or if he doesn't, then he needs to be told, you cannot do this without any consequences. So, again, the procedural aspects is a rather frustrating aspect to this case.
And it seems like the longer we wait, the less significant that this becomes.
just drags out and out and out. So
it's like a trilogy.
We'll find out more again as this motion is considered by the Ethics Board coming up on Monday at their meeting.
Yeah.
7:59 is the time coming up. Top of the hour information update. Pat Kreitlow returns then after that. Brittany Merlot will look at the weekend forecast at 8:06. We'll be back at 8:22. And have our next WXEO morning report. We'll see if Paul Micklegg drags himself over here. But we hope that that does occur. And then, of course, we'll have the number for the day quiz at the end of the program as well.
That's right.
98.9 WXEO.
Off of the strip, in the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner, out of the grip.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:23, 64 degrees under cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau. It is Friday, heading towards the weekend, and a chance to talk some sports with Paul Micklegg. And I was saying to Ian earlier that this will be a late night, so you are coming beyond the call of duty. Because what time did you guys roll in last night?
About 12:45.
Yeah, that's a late night.
Yeah, it's a late night.
Very late.
But I'll tell you this right now. When you go looking for a win on on one night and you can wake up the next morning finding one, nothing else really, everything's in life is just a little bit sweeter.
What's the old saying that we've talked about a lot? It doesn't matter how far you drive. As long as you get that W, it doesn't really matter. You'll go anywhere for the right result.
Correct, and that's what makes it unique. Obviously, wish we would have played a little sharper, but you know, it just goes to show that how sometimes we take, and you can go probably use this for any analogy in life. We take things for granted. You know, we had a kid that literally the first day of practice, who was a running back. He's never played line before in his life. Think about this. This should not be happening. He comes in. I literally grab him before practice. I go, Damian, you're our center.
Right.
All right. This is 5 minutes before practice on Tuesday of the first practice. He doesn't have one bad snap last night, and Florence is having balls go all over the place. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I'm getting at, like, and how unique situation, and for us to come out there and to still be able to be successful at the scrimmage and successful, not that that matters, but it does, and then successful last night, that just says something about life and how and adversity and doing the right thing and buckling down and doing it for your teammates. You know, those are the things that athletics get out of you, is when you have moments like that. I think we look at the final score sometimes, mm-hmm. and don't look at the whole picture of what actually high school athletics is about, and what he's going to get out of that, and what the rest of the team's going to get out of that, those little things. And but it makes a 2-hour and 45-minute bus ride home a lot sweeter with a W.
And it makes for a longer weekend. You know, the idea, the thing about that, it's sort of a tangent. It's like if you played on Friday night, it cuts into the weekend. Because it's such
you
a long...
You sound like one of those part-timers that you just, it's all about you.
No.
It's all about you.
No.
Well, you know.
No, actually, I guess it doesn't matter because you're going to have a 2.5-hour trip either way.
Correct.
I should think about that because that's actually real fast. I mean, are you looking forward to calling the game with me tonight?
Yeah, you know, and we got to, you know, we sent the tape over because the team we play next week has already, they played last night too. So, you know, we're on to the next week, and before we, before you and me hit the road, we'll put the, like you like to say, we'll put the film in the can with the kids this afternoon before we leave. And
you're a master of, you know, planning out your time, aren't you? to be able to
do. I'll be honest, right? I already had this planned because I wanted to give them a long weekend. They've been going hard for 3 weeks, and and I really wanted them to take. And what people don't understand is those guys, with the numbers we have all the time, is they're taking every snap all the time, not just in you know, the games a lot, but the practices and try to get that. They're taking all the reps. So we did have it ready planned. It worked out pretty nice, and looking forward to it. I'm not really looking forward to at 7 o'clock. It looks like it might start storming down there.
No, it's not. I haven't looked today.
But I'm a realist.
You were
20% at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, 20%. Come on. I mean, it's like
45 at
80% that we won't. Well. Okay, I don't. Don't you know that my back has been killing me because of stress for the last month, and now you're gonna add that.
Well,
to it?
I want to know this is. I want to know.
The weight
I thought
of the world
you were
right
like
now.
You were like the announcer of the year in the state of Wisconsin. Are we outside? I want to know how we are outside.
Well, we're gonna find out, aren't we? I have no idea what Westby looks like.
How are we in the stands? I want to know that.
Well, I should have just said, you know.
Maybe they think you're
legendary
the best
coach Paul
Mitchell.
Yeah. What was that, Ian?
Maybe they think you're the best people for the job to be outside.
In the rain, though? No, I don't want to be in the rain. I don't want to be in the rain. I'm soft.
Well, we don't know for certain it's going to rain.
There you go. That's what I'd like to hear. We don't know. We're going to be optimistic it's not going to rain. But, Paul's joining me again. For people saying, what the heck are you talking about? Tonight we have Wausau East at Westby in high school football. Newman and West played last night, and now Wausau East will play tonight. And we'll be he'll be on with me. He'll be adding the color, as we like to say, the perspective.
It's been a while. It's been a while. And
somebody asked me last night, because had you broadcast me? Yeah. Back in the days, you weren't making these deep runs every year. You would help me out.
It was before. Actually, I think it was the last one was the COVID year were outside at Tom Field at Rice against Rice Lake.
I know. By the time the game ends, when you're sitting outside like that, getting so old.
That was a long time. We had fun out there, and we'll have fun tonight.
It'll be warmer at least. That's all, you know, because that was later in the year.
Yep. And the bus driver that we had last night getting off the bus after we cleaned it, he said he's heading down there. So I go, well, we'll see you down there. And Lamers does a great job of providing transportation to everybody in the area.
I mean,
so.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, those are some pretty long trips, and they, you know, get you there safe and get you back safe, and that's the biggest thing right there.
Safe, yep.
Absolutely. So, again, Paul and myself, 6:35 tonight, Wausau East at Westby, and I'm sure with you being there, the numbers are going right through the roof, so I'm looking forward to that part of it as well.
Hey, it'll be exciting to see Wausau East, and they should have a good season.
We're going
to
talk about the Brewers and the Packers and maybe some Badgers in our final segment coming up, and Ian will have his number for the day quiz as well. We'll be back at 8:52. More Pat Kreitlow next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. We will have our number for the day quiz with Ian to wrap things up, but talking sports with Paul Mickling, and I am perfectly fine with the Brewers taking 2 of 5.
Can we go back to last week, and what did I say?
Exactly. I mean, I said it too.
Yes, perfect.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, if they would have lost yesterday, then it's from 9 to 5, and then all of a sudden there's still a lot of time left. Obviously, there's still a lot of time left. I mean,
still a lot of time.
Exactly. But, that's right. Boy, 5 is much better than 7, isn't it?
Indeed.
That whole work was for those 8 games. They picked up, to be honest with you, because they lost to Pittsburgh. So I think they were 4-4 in that stretch, too, on Friday or Saturday. So basically, they were 4-4 during that stretch. The Brewers were 4-4 during that stretch, ish. Even if they're 5-3, they picked up one game in the 8-game stretch.
Right.
I mean, that's it. Now, three games in that stretch would have been a whole different story. Mm-hmm. And you kind of feel like they would have lost the mojo. Now, a little bit. Because athletics is about momentum. That's mm-hmm. just a fact. It doesn't matter what level you're at. Yeah. It's momentum. It's momentum in the game. It's momentum during the season. It's momentum whatever. And to get that momentum back was huge.
Yeah.
Just to get the boat kind of right again. And now you got games against San Francisco, who's kind of falling apart here. Mm-hmm. And you got Arizona, who kind of threw some of their guys mm-hmm. away. So now you got seven games at home and a big weekend with Bob Uecker.
Yeah.
And you got to make some hay. Obviously, we got to get Ortiz checked out and see what they're going to do with the injuries bug here a little bit. But otherwise, they're in a good spot right now.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about it, though, tonight's game, I swear, they always lose that first game at home after a road trip. It just feels that way. And it against bad teams. I mean, it's like they'll do well on the road and they'll come and have that first game and just not play well. I hope that they get the first one against San Francisco. And because if they get the first one, I think they'll sweep, because as you said, big weekend, I think they're going to find a way to do it. So if they can get this one and then put the pressure back on Chicago, because Chicago really has no room for error now. I mean, Chicago has the capability of doing something special, but boy, they're going to have to do something special now to catch Milwaukee. Because the Brewers, I read a really good article about the Brewers and talked basically about in this era where so many folks are so deep into the analytics and stuff, that the Brewers are a team that really does a lot of fundamentals right. That they do a lot of things that, you know, they may not have the lineup full of superstars, but they basically, through their organization, they are very good with the fundamentals, and it kind of shows up, and that's why they're one of the reasons why they're so successful.
Correct. I mean, they do they pitch well. They usually make pitchers throw a lot of pitches to get them out of the game. They get guys over. They steal. They do little things that put guys in position to get that. The slugging percentage does not have to be as high as other teams, because I think they're in the middle of the pack right now,
right.
And that's kind of odd, because I think they're like third or something in runs. You know what I mean?
Right. They're
maximizing, because the math doesn't actually work out. They're actually, if you're a mathematician, to follow the Brewers, it actually would not fit mm-hmm. with that, because they're doing those little things right. So those are the things that they got to keep on doing. This is a big stretch for the Cubs now, because I think they go on the road for nine games. They go to the Angels tonight, then they have the Giants on the road, and then they go to Colorado. They could make some hay there.
Real fast, we made a promise. What's the Badgers' record going to be? They open up next Thursday, so their first game is before we come back. We made a promise last Saturday night.
Yes.
They're going to make the
5-7.
6-6, because I was looking at it. I wanted to say 7-5, but it's going to be so hard.
7-5.
I know. I don't think it's going to happen. 6-6. I think we're going to feel better about Luke Fickell. I think we're going to feel better about the offense. I think we're going to feel better about Badger football when all is said and done. And I think they're going to be competitive this year. What I say, if you can't be optimistic in August, you can never be optimistic.
So you want me to change my...
No, I don't. No, I just... I'm always... whenever I get involved I'm involved with some high school friends in an NFL picking contest, I always finish last, because I always pick with my heart. And you know what? I get into these things with you. I always lose, because I never go with my mind, or my mind is not very good.
They have the toughest schedule, I think, honest with you. I mean, at least one of the top.
But they'll start off well. And the thing is, Thursday.
Well, they better stop.
I was
going to
say,
well.
Last year we kind of knew there was trouble, because they did not start well against those teams that he should beat significantly.
If they lose one of these two games,
then he might not survive, right? Because then the season really could go sideways.
I mean, they have to be 2-0.
Yeah, yeah. We got to get Ian here, because he's 3-for-4 this week.
Can you quickly tell us, what was the answer last week?
Last week was, I was wrong on the number, but we don't have time to
talk
about that.
Okay, all right.
Ian, our number for the day is,
okay,
how many state WIAA football championships has Newman Catholic won?
How many state championships?
Your choices are,
okay,
1, 2, or 3.
Oh, okay. How many state championships has
And
Newman
you better
Catholic
get it
won?
Right with this guy sitting right across here.
Yeah. Now there is a lot of pressure.
You can see the beads of sweat forming on his forehead. Absolutely. And so he can see shaking in his chair.
Or three.
Good thing there's a glass partition between us here in the studio and Ian.
But I'm going to say
he is okay. 3 for 4 this week, a chance for 4 out of 5. Boy, look at him. He just, you know.
Okay, a final answer. I'm going to say 2. 2 is my final answer. I'm going to say 2.
Paul Mick, like how many state championships has Newman Catholic won?
W-I-I-A-A.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's why he said
that. And that is 2.
Oh, I got it right.
Yeah, the unofficial state championship in the Jamboree.
Yes, it is.
Which you were the best team that year. So
you're not going to hurt me.
There you
go. Got it right.
Hey, we'll look forward to hearing you tonight.
Seeing you guys, hearing you tonight, and you guys have a great day.
Thanks, Ian. Have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday.
You too. Happy Friday, everybody.
Matt and Eric coming up next on WXEO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.